Romans, Romans, yeah, countrymen. Okay, we'll see, we'll stage see. Direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Brought to you by the Victim Import.
Yeah, Johanna, you brought the collective up with you again to discuss the ongoing big juggernaut of chortles that is the Comedy Fest.
Yeah, I put my girl band. We're all in matching outfits.
I will have got brup, second you brup there. Bring it. Okay.
And, such a shame we're on the radio this morning because we look like the so fucking good. Spice Girls.
Thank you.
Yeah, we look amazing. It's amazing.
Oh, you guys. Okay,
so
I'll introduce
my friends. So this morning we are joined with Annabelle Hawkins, who is the marketing manager of the New Zealand Comedy Festival. And amazing comedian extraordinaire, Tessa Waters!
Hello!
That's me. Hi, welcome, and welcome to the studio, all of
you. What? So excited.
Before we start, I just want to acknowledge that I'm not a comedian, and I'm sitting next to two. So can we just, like, alleviate a bit of the pressure for me to be as cool as them from the very get-go?
You see, that's funny already, and I think maybe you are a comedian. Okay.
We are right. To a rising start. I love it.
Everyone's a comedian, you know.
Sure. So tell us what's going on, Johanna. What's the deal? So is it all over? Is it done?
No, only the first week is done. So we've had a first week of shows. And so, guys, what do you reckon your highlights of the week have been?
Oh, mate, where do I start? I'm just going to pull this over. Sorry, I'll be taking over the show now. So I've just come back from Wellington, where we've launched down there. Where we had David O'Doherty and James of Each sell out. Shanti. Shot. Yeah, bloody good. You may remember James of Each from his work with his TED Talk that went viral, and David O'Doherty on the keys. And then we're back at, now I'm taking you back to Auckland, where this week this gal, Tessa, up in the house.
Yes! Woo! In the basement, loving it.
J'adore. God, that's a good venue. Can we just
have a moment for the basement? I just feel like I'm home in that place. It has good beers, good chats after. That's always good when you have some good bants with other comedians and audience members. It's
good
the best.
Bants.
Good bants. Bants. Yeah. Love a good bants. So many bants.
I've been speaking to a few comedians who have been part of the Comedy Fest the last couple of days. Yeah. And It's as much about meeting other comedians, isn't it?
Totally,
as it is about doing your show.
Yeah, it's about, like, seeing other people's shows. I was going to say my highlights, sorry, not that I'm, like, sucking up, but Auntie this week was amazing. So
my highlight was yours.
Oh, stop.
What a lovely glad handing there.
This is awesome. I've been on tour pretty much like 10 months of the year. So I and the kind of traveling carny kind of crew that you go around with, like, it's all the same comedians in all the same cities and stuff. But especially when you play internationally, it's this awesome opportunity to see other people's shows and to connect with other artists and have bands and have beers and gosh, it's a good time. We have a laugh, don't we?
Best two B's in the alphabet.
Yeah. Bants and beers.
I also saw Auntie last night and basically lost my plot. Because I just, like, I have this auntie that drinks Chardonnay and Fanta, right?
Don't we all? Oh, Fanta! Yes. Whoa!
You're thinking,
she's relaxed.
Yeah. Aunts are absolutely fucking lootly.
That is a hell of a sugar crash. My God, Fanta and Shardy.
Yeah, you're thinking, I bet you can't get any worse than it did.
I bet she rocks the party, though.
she goes straight up and straight down.
She rocks that Kessler. So, Auntie, mwah, on point. I'm seeing Tessa tonight. Also, will be on point.
I had such a wild show last night. Like, I love the difference of audience in every city, but Auckland this week, I don't know what has happened in the last 12 months. Last year, amazing also, but this year particularly, off the charts.
I just wanted to ask, you know, how have you been before and how's it changed?
Yeah, this is my third year for New Zealand Comedy Fest. And
we're
this,
ready for comedy now, are we? Have we finally taken us that long?
People were screaming last night. Like, it got, like, the front of house lady, like, raiding up going, is everything okay? And I'm like, oh, we're just lit as F. It was amazing. I nearly swore on the thing. Is it all okay? It's a student radio. Fuck it.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah, it sounds better. That sounds better than lit as F.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Last night was wild as well. I went to Reese Nicholson, and I must say, fucking, oh my God, if you haven't seen him, you have to. It just felt like a travesty.
Who's that?
Reese Nicholson. Yep. He's from Melbourne, and mwah, oh my God. I actually cried, and I don't know if that's because I'm like quite rinsed because I've been working too much. Yeah. Not rinsed like on the Fanta and Chardonnay, but
whatever.
But oh my God, that guy is incredible. It's like the most fast-paced laugh a minute like set I have ever seen, and also sort of broke your heart at the same time.
Yeah,
yeah, must see.
Also, I went to see, I think it might be sold out, but I went to see Rose Matafeo last night.
Yeah.
Holy shit, she does. I don't want to give away anything, but the end sequence, I just lost it.
She's announced another show, I think.
She's announced another show. Definitely go and see it.
Hot
so
tip.
Good. Also, Giggly Gerties.
Yeah, saw them last night.
Out of control, eh?
Holy shit.
Thomas Sainsbury plays a robot. I don't think that's giving anything away.
Nah.
Nah.
We'll no, that's, I'm sure there's more to it than that.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, that's it. It's just an hour of
An hour of Tom Sainsbury being a robot, and it is.
It's his opus. It's his Rain Man. Like, this is going to be his.
So, how far through the festival are we?
Okay, so we are almost through week one.
Yep.
So we have until the 20th of May. So can I just talk about a few shows that I'm looking forward to coming up?
Please, yes. If you would, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Firstly, I would try and see Lauren Patterson before she goes.
Yes.
She's just fucking 23 and killing it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How
I mean,
like, very dare she.
But she's fucking successful. So this Sunday also, we have Best Comedy Show on Earth. It's like a delicious lineup show.
I'm doing that one. That's going to be great fun.
Tessa, we have Chris Parker, Tim Batt, Reese Nicholson.
Tim Batt.
Bloody host
branding.
I love Tim Batt.
It's basically the best way to kid yourself that the weekend's not over. And it's also like a preview of all the solo shows that are coming up in the next week, and that's at Sky City at 8:30. Don't bloody miss it. Another one which is more serious but also will be quite funny is In a Dialogue, and that's a lineup show we've put together this year about mental health, and it's hosted by Mike King and features some of our comedians in the festival but also some New Zealand entertainers, and it's about sort of using comedy to talk about mental health and all of its like peaks and troughs and all of the shades that it comes in.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it will be really amazing, kind of light and dark.
Can comedy be medicinal?
This summer we will find out.
That's really cool though. That's a really cool part of the festival.
It's really amazing. So we've been holding workshops with the performers to sort of finesse what it is, and there'll be support staff there if anything is triggering for anyone. But yeah, it's something I'm really passionate about as someone who works at the festival, and really awesome that you can use comedy as a vehicle to talk about things that are serious and difficult as well.
Cool. When's that on?
That's next Thursday at 6:30.
So. Awesome. So that's part of the program. So you can just go to the website or go pick up your big yellow phone book.
Yeah, or you just go open Internet Explorer and just type in
Let us speak. How do you do it?
Open a new tab.
Massive stuff. All right, so and your show, Johanna, that's on when?
Well, Auntie closes on Saturday, so you've got two more chances to see it.
Yep.
And you also have two more chances to see Tess's show.
Woohoo! Fully Sick is the name of it.
Yeah.
And it is fully sick. It's a roller coaster of emotions. It's like having Shardy and Fanta.
That's exactly how I felt.
I feel like we've enabled the whole new age of drinkers.
I hope so. I mean, I don't.
It's student radio right now.
So. Yeah. This is what I'm saying, you know. Hey, what about that? Let's try that.
Finding new ways.
Let's try that.
I'm also really looking forward to Alice Sneddon, and she's on next week, eh?
Yeah. And other top picks. Tim Batt, he did it.
Tim Batt.
I tried to do it. I said butt.
Did I mention I was in a band once? And also Phil Wang. I saw him at the gala.
I mean, that's just Melbourne. A name that's a gift, isn't it? As a comedian.
Bon bloody jour, I say. but definitely catch him in the big show as well. It just lands every joke. You'd hope so, because he's a comedian. Yeah. But, you know.
Professionally.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see Chris Parker's, is that his last name? Chris Parker's show. I just think he's just like, it's like watching a majestic drunk swan. I just love him.
Yes.
And it's just this, like, he's just so, his energy is, mwah, I love it. And I'm so excited to see. I'm going to miss actually his solo show. I'm going to be in Wellington next week, but someone please tell
Facebook live it to
you. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. It's amazing.
All right, well, good luck with the rest of the festival, and I hope you all survive through it.
Do we look that haggard?
And good on Aucklanders for attending and attending with gusto as well.
Exactly.
And bringing the laughs to the party. All right, thanks very much, guys.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove, brought to you by the Victim Boat.
That's great fun.